Now, what are we to do today? Verse 13, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Now, that is an expression they understood in that day. It's an idiom, and I'd like to bring it down to good old Americana today, and I think that it would mean get with it. That would be the expression. Or, I think that another expression that's being used today, another common colloquialism of the present moment is, we need to be turned on by the Word of God. A great many folk today talk about getting turned on. They take drugs, and they talk about sex and all that. They get turned on. My friend, what the child of God needs today is to be turned on by the Word of God. And now he says here, gird up the loins of your mind. Get with it, boy. Get with it, girl. Now he says, be sober. And that, my friend, says that you won't need drugs and you won't need alcohol. You're to be sober and let the Word of God turn you on. And hope to the end. Now, this is the great epistle of hope. Why, we've already seen, should the child of God be willing to endure trials? Because we got a hope, friends. And that hope rests in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, at the time that the Lord Jesus comes to take the church out of the world, there's a judgment. It's called the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema judgment. And it will be to see whether you're going to need a reward or not. Now, every believer will be taken out because of the grace of God. He's going to bring plenty of grace with him. And he's going to bring plenty of grace with him because of the fact that at that time he's going to judge us. And we're going to need grace at that time, let me tell you. By the way, another wonderful thing is the Scriptures also are going to lead us, if you please, to obedience here. Why? Because of the fact you and I are going to be judged someday. This is another incentive to endure the trials of this world because of the fact that he's going to judge us someday of how we've lived down here. That's very important. And the challenge, as this writer that I quoted says, it's a challenge to live differently. And because of the salvation which we are called upon today, believers in Christ are confronted with a demand to live transformed lives that only the Word of God can produce in us. And one of the reasons he lets us go through these trials and troubles down here is because he wants to fashion us, and we're to yield to these troubles.